The holiday season, often a time of joy and celebration, can feel especially challenging when you're grieving the loss of a loved one. It will also likely add to your grief. While the world around you is celebrating, the pain of loss may make it hard to connect with the traditions and moments that once brought comfort. If you're navigating this difficult season after a loss, here are some practical strategies to help you prepare your heart for the holidays. 1. Plan ahead. Anticipation of the holiday season can increase anxiety. Plan ahead by identifying which activities might be too overwhelming and adjusting them as needed. If you have children, involve them in the planning to help manage their expectations. Having an exit plan for events, such as a specific time to leave or a signal for when you're feeling overwhelmed, can give you peace of mind. 2. Don't let others define what you should do. During the holidays, there's often pressure to maintain traditions and participate in festivities. But it's important to remember that your grief is unique. There's no right or wrong way to grieve, so give yourself permission to skip or change activities that don't feel right. Set boundaries that honor your emotional needs, and don't feel pressured to conform to others' expectations. 3. Accept limitations and set boundaries. Grief can drain your physical and emotional energy, so it's essential to acknowledge your limits. Simplify holiday traditions, like preparing a smaller meal or asking others to contribute. Remember that you don't have to do everything the same way every year. Reflect on what traditions or activities still bring comfort and focus on those, while letting go of what no longer serves you. 4. Hold space for different feelings and preferences. Grief affects everyone differently, and your family members may have varying responses to the holidays. Some may want to maintain traditions, while others may prefer change. Create space for these differences by having open conversations and making decisions that reflect everyone's emotional needs. For families with children, talk about how they feel about specific traditions and whether they want to modify any activities. This gives them an opportunity to express themselves and feel more involved in shaping the holiday experience. 5. Be informed before attending events. Social gatherings can be overwhelming when you're grieving. To reduce stress, gather information about events in advance, such as who will be attending, the schedule, and any activities involved. This will help you decide whether attending is right for you and prepare for interactions that might arise. This can set you up to feel more in control, allowing you to manage your emotions and responses more effectively. 6. Ask for help. Grief often leaves you feeling overwhelmed by the tasks and responsibilities of the season. Don't hesitate to ask for help, whether it's with cooking, errands, or looking after children. Accepting help not only lightens your load but also strengthens your support system. It's important to remember that you don't have to do everything alone. 7. Check in with yourself. Amidst the holiday demands, make time for self-care. Grief takes a physical and emotional toll, so carve out quiet moments for yourself. Whether it's taking a walk or reflecting on memories, prioritize rest and allow yourself the space to process your emotions. Remember that caring for yourself isn't selfish, it's necessary for navigating grief during the holidays. 8. Find meaningful ways to honor your loved one. A powerful way to cope with grief during the holidays is by honoring the memory of your loved one in meaningful ways. Incorporating their memory into your holiday traditions can bring comfort and help you feel connected to them. You might consider lighting a memorial candle, sharing stories about your loved one during family meals, or creating a memory table with their favorite photos or mementos. Another way to celebrate their life is by starting a new tradition in their honor, such as donating to or volunteering for a charity they cared about. #BeTheHope this holiday season. The holidays after the loss of a loved one can be painful, but they don't have to be endured alone or in silence. By planning ahead, setting boundaries, and finding ways to honor your loved one, you can create a holiday season that feels authentic to your grieving process. May your holiday season, or non-holiday, depending, be as safe and full of love and connection as it can be. At the Nightingale Center, our vision is a community where no child or family grieves alone. But until we can do that, we need donors and supporters like you to be the hope for grieving children and families today. One in 14 children will experience the death of a parent or sibling by the time they turn 18. By raising awareness about the unique challenges grieving children and teens face, we can help reduce stigma and encourage more compassionate, informed responses from parents and caregivers, professionals, and communities. This holiday season, show your support to the almost 4,000 children and youth who are grieving in Guelph, Wellington. For more tips on navigating the holidays when you're grieving, click here. For more information on programs and resources that can help grieving children and families, learn more about the Nightingale Center here. Email info@nightingalecenter.org or call 519-265-9594.